and we are commercial flipping free.
Woo!
We are so excited about this. We're giving away $100 every 95 minutes. It's called Free Money Mondays.
Oh, my God. Oh, she's beautiful.
Next chance for you to win that $100 cash is around 9:10 this morning.
So I meant to tell you guys this a little bit earlier, but my husband just had to fire somebody, and they were barely even hired. Like, they were still going through the hiring process. And it has to do with her social media.
Oh, boy. Yeah, social media can get you in trouble.
Well, okay. You know how some companies, they go and do a background check, but they also maybe sometimes check out your social media?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't even the company. Somebody in the company saw this person's post and took a screenshot of it and sent it to corporate. Now, she said that I didn't get the job that I wanted, but I'll be working for this company instead. Ooh. I guess I should just count my blessings.
So, oh, man.
She pretty much posted that she wasn't excited to work for the company. Yeah.
I'm like, what? And is that a fireable offense? I guess so, because you're bad-mouthing the company that you already started, you know, the hiring process with.
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
It's not good.
Especially when somebody else in the company saw it, screenshotted it, sent it to corporate. Now, all of corporate is involved. It's not like that person sent the screenshot to their manager and then, you know.
It's like when Roy came here to work for WSOC and Tanner's like, you're not taking my job. Then he came here and he's like, well, I'm at KISS.
I'm okay, I guess.
Yeah, SOC's my baby, my first love. But
why do you think that we play country music from time to time on this stage?
You're behind the...
Thanks, Sam Hunt.
Yeah.
Oh man. So, what did he say? He's like, hey, did he show her the post? And like, here, this is the reason?
It was addressed. And, you know, at that point, she's like, well, I'll just take it down. And, you know, it's too late at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's already out there for people to see. If you have connections with doctors, the doctors then see it. You know, it's like...
Sure.
What a crazy thing to do, too, though. You know what I mean? Like,
and there was more to the post, too. But that was the long and short of it.
You know what we haven't done in a while? The tell us what you did and we'll tell you if you got fired or not game. You remember that game?
Yeah, that's fun.
Let's play a quick round if we can, producer Nicole. Let's get some people on the phone. 704-570-9595. Lorenz story got us thinking. Let's see if we can do, you tell us what you did, and we'll try to guess if you got fired or not. Because in Lorenz's case, I wouldn't have guessed that she got fired, because it, to me, it's like, yeah, just take it down.
Mm-hmm.
But you're on watch or something like that. Like, we're going to write you up.
But I mean, the thing is that you weren't even through the whole hiring process at that point. So I guess no harm, no foul. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, well, if you're not excited to work here, then you don't have to work here.
Right,
thanks,
exactly.
We're done.
How did you screw up at work? And you tell us that, and then we'll tell you whether or not we think you got fired. We'll go around the room, 704-570-9595. I told you that I worked in construction for a while, and I was driving a piece of heavy equipment, and I bent the bar on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, I don't know.
Usable?
No, it was usable, but they're like, that's like a $25,000
part.
And I'm laughing, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, because it's not that big of a bar. And they're like, no, like, you bent it, and we were renting the piece of equipment. They're like, we have to return this. And now that's going to come out of our insurance end. Like, you got to be more careful.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry. I didn't get fired.
Right. Luckily.
I should have let you guys guess.
Yeah, thanks, man. You ruined the game.
Did I get fired or not, Roy?
Well, I don't know. I think you didn't get fired.
I didn't. You're right.
Wow.
There's a chance you didn't pay attention to that story, too.
That is also true.
704-570-9595. Tell us what you did. We'll tell you if you kept your job or not. Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the
good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the MRL show. Tell us what you did.
So somebody who I worked with made a really big mistake and kept sending emails with all of our big bosses copied to it. And I was like, I pointed out, like, no, this is your mistake. I had tried calling her several times to talk about it. Finally, once I replied to the email and I was like, you know, here's evidence this was your mistake, actually, she called me and wanted to yell at me. And I was standing up, and I was very loud, and I said, she said, what do you want me to do? And I said, how about you do your effing job?
Whoa. Okay.
And, you know, my boss heard. It got back to her boss, but did I get fired or not?
Man, I've been written up by HR a couple times, and I know that's definitely, I'm going to say not fired, but written up by HR is what I'm going to say. Lorraine, what do you say?
I think someone has to go after that, so I'm going to say you got fired.
I'm erring on the side of caution, not fired. What happened, anonymous?
Not fired, not a write-up.
Wow.
No disciplinary action.
Wow. Employee of the month. Black.
First parking
Thanks,
spot.
Anonymous. Yeah. In fact, I got a raise and a promotion.
Justin and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL show. You tell us what you did. We'll guess if you got fired or not.
I went to the bathroom and locked the door and actually fell asleep for 3.5 hours.
Okay. I'm going to say you did not get fired for that because you didn't say you got caught.
Oh, man. How do you not get caught? The three hours.
There's like a line outside the bathroom. They're like, yeah. Hey, who's in there?
Justin, you got let go is what I vote. Maney?
I think Justin got fired too. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They had to get the maintenance guy to unlock the door and I got fired.
Where were you sleeping in the bathroom? Were you actually on the toilet or were you on the floor?
No, I was on the floor.
Man. That's gross. You should be fired just for laying on the floor.
Thanks, Justin. Yeah. That
get
is
you a
awesome.
Blanket.
And that's why this game rules.
This is John and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL show, John.
Yes, sir.
Hey, bud, what'd you do?
I was driving a forklift at my previous job. Now, keep in mind, the forklift had no brakes, but I still ended up driving it through a fence that surrounded the body shop.
Where did you stop?
Just on the other side of the fence.
Okay.
See, how can you be fired for falling asleep in a bathroom and then not be fired for that? I don't know.
All right, I'm going to say not fired. The forklift didn't have brakes, Lorraine.
Yeah, this seems like an accident to me.
Roy, Lorraine, what do you say? John fired or not?
Yeah, I mean, I've got both of them wrong so far, so I'm going to say you got fired.
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
Not fired. And are the brakes fixed on the forklift?
I don't know. I don't work there anymore. That was down in Florida.
Okay. John's like, I didn't get fired, but I quit after that.
Yeah, always in Florida.
I'm not trying to drive through fences anymore. Yeah.
Hey, Tyler and Lake Wiley, welcome to the MRL show. Tell us what you did.
Hey, so I had just gotten out of training with this new job, probably about 2 days out of training, and I was trying to get some God's green herb, and I went to go text one of my friends, and I accidentally texted my trainer asking for it, and well, she texted me back asking me who that was, and I told her it was my sister's dog because they have the same name, Nicole and Nicole.
Okay. And, all right. So you texted, you were looking for some of God's good green earth, and you texted the wrong person, Roy?
And this
was your boss you texted?
It was my trainer.
Your trainer.
Theoretically,
Yeah.
I'm going to say that there was a random, quote-unquote, drug test in your future, and you got fired.
Roy?
I would say you're wrong.
Oh.
Okay. They were okay with it? Tell us what happened.
It never got past her. She just laughed about it.
She asked for some?
Yeah, Tyler's like, I'm now the biggest seller at the job. I'm now supplying the entire company.
We talked in person. She asked me to be honest, and I was honest, and she just laughed about it.
Oh, that's so
funny. Wow.
Good for you. Thanks, Tyler.
Still to come.
Thanks, everyone. That's a fun game. I'll have to bring that back again. JB and Charlotte can't get to you, but try again. We'll bring it back later on this week.
So American Idol, they have their eyes set on judge number 2. I'll tell you who it is and what the payday will pay out. Coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty.
Rolling nonstop for 90. 90-